seems there'll be nothing to do to. Her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
We start the second hour on Off the Beaten Path here. Steve Elkins at the mic, and we are talking about this government shutdown. Pelosi, Schumer, probably the two most outspoken people against this wall. Pelosi's saying now the wall is immoral. It's immoral. It's immoral to have a wall. So she should probably take that wall around her house or her compound down. I'm pretty sure... I know I lock my doors at my house. Nobody gets to walk in my house. That's a security thing. That's a personal security thing. Live in a gated community, an extra security there that people just can't come in your community and steal anything and hurt you. And those are just little safeguards we all like, And so I'm not sure why it's immoral to protect the people of a country by putting a wall and having border security and assuring that people who come in or people who are wanted to come in and the undesirables are not allowed to come in. Every country has this, walls here. Palestine, Israel has a wall. They don't want the Palestinians coming over. They're going to keep taking more land until the wall is not even needed anymore. But beside that, every country, there's the Great China Wall. There was the Berlin Wall. Walls are necessary. And you'd be surprised if your country gets into a big skirmish or a big problem here, how people will just flood into your country and you can't stop them. Why can't you stop them? Because you don't have a wall. Then you have chaos. I don't know. Going in the wrong direction here. We're going to go to the phones here real quick here. Susie in Arkansas, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. What's on your mind?
I just have an answer for your... First off, I want to say I always like to hear Art because he's always got something good to say. Or at least worthwhile.
Sure.
I won't say it's always good because we don't always have good stuff to say.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I used to live in South Florida, and you live in sort of mid-Florida, right?
Correct. Central, yeah.
And let me tell you, the mail has to go south before it goes anywhere else.
Three weeks?
Oh, let me tell you, the mail service in Florida is... the pits. And one time I asked them to hold my mail, I think it was for 15 days, and do you know they could not find it until I screamed at all kinds of people until I finally got to the top lady, and she got something done.
Well,
but I
good.
Will tell you, they are pathetic.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. When I lived in California, I'd send stuff to my mom in Indiana. It would take a long time there, too. I'm not sure what happened. We used to kid that. We said that the donkey died at Donner Pass, and they had to send back for another donkey to deliver the mail past Donner Pass because, Donner Pass, the history there. And
right.
So I don't know. I'm not happy with the mail service. I'm glad you brought that up again because I had a little fun with my mail guy here. You're right. Mail service here is very bad. And I get a yearly little card in the mail when I get my mail, if I get the correct mail. And sometimes I don't get the correct mail. I get my neighbor's mail and he gets my mail. And this is the same carrier I get every, he's been a carrier for a while and I don't know what happens, but I get this card and I'm going to read it here. It says, "Season's greetings from your mail carrier, Mark." And I had a little fun because he put this in everybody's mailbox, kind of hits you up for a little tip. Well, a tip. Let me give you a tip. Do your job correctly. That's a good tip right there. We can start with that first. But I had a little fun with it because I put a little thing on the back of it. I typed it up on my computer. And my neighbor, who's a snowbird, who just got back from Maine, he just moved back in. And I said, did you get did you get a little card in your mail there for Christmas for bonuses and stuff, tips for your mail carrier? He goes, yeah, I did. I said, well, you know, I got some special little note on the back of mine. Did you get something special? He goes, no, it's just a plain blank card. It says seasons you're in from your mail carrier, Mark, giving you a hint to give him a tip. I said, well, look, listen to mine. It said here, this card was made from 100% recycled junk mail that I never delivered to you. I stored it in a pods container, their biggest one, a 24-footer. It cost me around $200 a month. If you like not getting all that junk mail, then reach down deep into those tacky green oversized Bermuda shorts you wear and pull me out a crisp $50 bill. Merry Christmas, mail carrier Mark. And I told this to my neighbor. He said, are you serious? You really got that? I said, no, I'm just messing with you. But the point is, I get very poor service. I get very poor service, and I keep getting people wanting me to give them tips when I get poor service. And I don't understand this. I mean, you can go to the coffee shop here, and there's a tip jar. I have no idea what's so hard about pouring a cup of coffee and giving me a cup of coffee with that, which mm-hmm. I just paid for. But there's a tip jar. There's a tip jar here. There's a tip jar here. Your job is to pour coffee. That's what you do. You pour the coffee, and I have to tip you, or you want a tip for pouring a cup of coffee? And how much do you tip somebody for getting a cup of coffee? You didn't bring it to me at my table. I stood in line. I bought the coffee. You poured it from the container there, and you hand it to me, and I have to. And you're suggesting that I put some money in the tip jar? What's that all about? I don't understand that. I don't.
Well, Florida is tip country. They just expect it. I don't know how or why, but they do.
Well, I think they think all the snowbirds are just so much money, they have to give it away to somebody. But, you know, bad service and asking me a tip for bad service, not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, not going to happen. Anything else?
Nope. I guess I just wanted to explain to you how I understand about the mail situation in Florida. It's just pathetic.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm. Here, even though I live in the wilderness, when I first came to this place where I am, we have little tiny post offices, and they closed some of them, but fortunately ours is still open. And the lady that was here then was just the greatest. I mean, and she got pushed up to a bigger station for sure, and with a lot of people, which she really isn't as happy with. She was much happier at our little tiny station, and she was just the best.
Well, you know, Susie, I am actually investigating buying carrier pigeons and training them. And that's a long flight. It's a long flight back to Indiana to my mom's. But I might, you know, think about the carrier pigeon, put the little message in the little holder there on its feet and send it on its way. And that's probably going to work better for me than actually using our postal system here. But
yeah,
three weeks was ridiculous. 3 weeks is ridiculous.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Very much so.
Hey, thank you for your call, Susie. I appreciate it.
Good show.
Okay, bye-bye. So get back to this Trump shutdown. You know, the Democrats only look at this whole situation with the illegals allowing them in as future Democrat voters. And that's a fact. That's a fact. Socialism, they'll promise them all these goodies they can get. But we know socialism ends when you run out of other people's money. And just point to any country out there that where socialism in their country is so successful, you're looking at higher taxes, to a point where you finally said, that's it. We're done. We can't squeeze these people anymore. Now what do we do? Are these people so ignorant to not understand that they're just being promised a bunch of promises that can't ever be delivered? Where do they think is going to happen? I don't know. We can't do this any longer. Like I said, my intolerance, I'm going to increase my intolerance and not be so tolerant and push back a little harder in 2019. I'm going to say what has to be said and forget the PC stuff. I'm not going to be politically correct. I'm going to be accurate. I like that better. Be accurate, forget the PC nonsense, and stop the damn formalities. Formalities. Oh, you should wish them a... No. Nancy Pelosi is not a good person. Chuck Schumer is not a good person. She won the Speaker of the House. Fine. Okay. Fair and square, I guess. Yeah, fair and square, because there was an actual vote. We could actually see that vote. But no, I'm not wishing her congratulations. You know, that'd be like wishing the thanking the hatchet man, giving him a thumbs up before he slams the the big axe down and decapitates you. No, no. She's working for his demise. She wants him out of office, and they're working very hard. And will he finish out his term? I hope he does. I hope he does. And I want to get into a clip here in a little bit. Sam, if we have time, I'd like to go ahead and play this clip here. Now, this is something you don't hear very often. Make sure, Sam, when we cut it at 5 minutes and 31 seconds, because this guy, this little hippie-ish guy, decides to drop an F-bomb. He thinks he's cool by doing so. And he falls in the same category as Rashida there, the congresswoman from Michigan. You're not cool when you drop a bunch of F-bombs. It's not cool at all. It's no class. But the message up and to the point he decides to use the foul language is a good point to make. And basically, we have a Columbia professor that was invited to MSNBC on a show by a guy named Jimmy Dorey. And they make some very good points about the problems in Syria and our withdrawal. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
I'm going to show you something that's got accidentally got let out on MSNBC.
Oh.
And so here you go. This happened last Friday on the morning Joe Ball.
So Jeffrey Sachs, chime in. This is very different.
First of all, I'm like, who's Jeffrey Sachs? I watch MSNBC all the time. I don't ever remember seeing this guy. Why? What? And I'm like, oh, so there's a new guy. I'm like, I'm thinking, did the CIA just pull a new guy out to push the war? Who is this guy? And listen to what he says. And now you know why you're never going to see him on MSNBC. Here it comes.
Than just a war between two countries. This is as convoluted as it gets and could get out of control. I don't think people might really conceptualize, maybe even not this president, how out of control this could escalate.
It's true, but I think we have to step back and not put this in partisan terms. This is a U.S. mistake that started 7 years ago. And I remember the day on your show.
Mm-hmm. Funny, right?
I'm like, you know, I'm just thinking what you said. This guy will never be in
This is a U.S. mistake.
What a treat to hear someone like this.
Yes, what a treat.
I can already tell it's like, you know, giving it to you straight. You know,
here it comes.
Like, when President Obama said Assad must go, mm-hmm. and I looked at you and Joe and I said, huh, how's he going to do that? Where's the policy for that?
Right.
And we know they sent in the CIA to overthrow Assad. The CIA and Saudi Arabia together in covert operations tried to overthrow Assad. It was a disaster. Eventually it brought in both ISIS as a splinter group to the jihadists that went in. It also brought in Russia. So we have been digging deeper and deeper and deeper. What we should do now is get out and not continue to throw missiles, not have a confrontation with Russia. 7 years has been a disaster under Obama, continuing under Trump. This is what I would call the permanent state. This is the CIA. This is the Pentagon. Wanting to,
so
look how
other
quiet
people
have, everyone else is.
Yes,
they're just like stoned. They don't know what to say.
No, they're like, oh shit, he's telling
it's off script.
He's telling the truth about what's happening. So he said, this is the permanent state, meaning it doesn't matter who's elected. This is the CIA and the NSA. This is the deep state. Other people refer to it as the deep state, the intelligence community. He calls it the permanent state, which I like that. Because it lets you know that this is the permanent war machine, and it doesn't matter who's the president or who's in power. These are the people in power, the permanent state, the war machine. That's what he means. And listen, he goes on.
No way to do that. And so we have made a proxy war in Syria. It's killed 500,000 people, displaced 10 million. And I'll say predictably so, because I predicted it 7 years ago that there was no way to do this. And that it would make a complete chaos. So what I would plead to President Trump is get out, like his instinct told him,
by
the way. That was his instinct. But then all the establishment, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Pentagon, everybody said, no, no, that's irresponsible. But his instinct is right. Get out. We've done it.
This is unbelievable. He's saying everybody, New York Times, Washington Post, everything else. He's laying it down, and you see the stunned look at, like, oh, my God, this guy, somebody forgot to pay this guy. somebody, is this guy not under contract? Does he not know? You just brought in someone off the street. They're going to tell you the truth. What are you doing? Look at them all just stunned sitting there. Like, this is not how it's supposed to go. Here we go.
Damage 7 years. And now we really risk a confrontation with Russia that is extraordinarily dangerous, reckless.
Admiral Stavridis, President Trump had...
Reckless. So there's a guy laying it down, Jeffrey Sachs from Columbia University, and that's stunning. That's stunning. And it's funny that they all just don't go, wait a minute, we started this war. It was the CIA that went? It wasn't a natural uprising? No. You mean all the stuff that everybody, I mean, we shouldn't be doing this? This is actually us committing war crimes, and this is us breaking international laws? Yes! We're breaking the international law by going into someone else's sovereign country and bombing them. That's what we're doing. Judah, anything?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. And also, if you look at regime change, and you can just see it like how it's just, put morals aside. It's wrong, you know, but morality aside, why would you even think it would work?
I mean, right.
That's like, let's say your neighbor's house, you walked over there once because some of the mail was delivered to you, so you just dropped it off them, and you saw their living room, and you decided, you don't like it. So the next day when they're out, you're going to break in and rearrange their living room and decorate it the way you like. Do you think that's going to end well? You know what I mean? So it's like, morality aside, how is regime change ever going to fucking work?
Should have cut it then, Sam. Sorry for that little word slip up there. But you're adults, so I think you can handle it. You've heard that word before. Didn't quite catch that one. He said fudge, by the way. It's fudge. So there you go. You had MSNBC had this Columbia professor on there. He will never be on there again. I'm pretty certain of that. He will never be on there again because he spoke the truth. He told the reason why we're over there. And as he said, where's the policy for regime change? Where's that policy? We're breaking international law. We're trying to do a regime change to force out Assad. It's not legal. Nothing legal. And all the atrocities, all the war crimes have been committed since. Amazing. This guy will never be on that show ever again. I have to keep an eye on this. Apologize for the word there drop. I do want to mention that I did get something today sent to me. It said border wall text. If you want to text in the text subject matter, put border and send it to 88022 for support for the border wall. That's 88022 border. Text that. And we are supportive. We have lots of people that are supportive. The GoFundMe account, last time I looked, was $19 million. Yeah, we need $5.6 million. But the Americans do want it. They definitely need it. Now, Trump, in the last TV conference he did on Friday, I think it was Friday. Yeah, Friday, mentioned that he'd had some words with the French president about a new trade deal. Evidently, that would actually pay for the wall, the border wall itself, but he never gave any detail whatsoever about what kind of trade deal did you make with them. I have no idea. He did not elaborate. It was only an hour-long speech, but he said that he made it sound like it was in the bag. We're going to get this thing done, and the trade deal alone will pay for it, but then again, then why are we still shut down? That doesn't make much sense. He did also mention that he has floated the idea of declaring a national emergency to build his border wall without having Congress sign off on it. And you know what? I agree with that. I think he should do that. It is the security of a nation to have this wall. Make it steel. Concrete has a lot of maintenance. Go with steel, and it will last you forever. It's time to do it. Get off your dust. Let's get it done. And like I said, text to 88022-BORDER. And we'll find out some results on that probably tomorrow. That just came to me today. I do have some positive information that came from California today from one of my good friends out there who is the California president of Eagle Forums. Good news on voter fraud. When we come back, I'll tell you that information. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You know, I just come up with some ideas here how to get this money for the wall here. And you think we could call Baby over there in Israel and say, hey, give us back that $37 billion we gave you. We really need it right now. We're in a kind of hurting situation here. Would you please give us back our $37 billion? How about that one? You know, if you just do the math alone, just the math alone, I'm going on the high side on this wall. 5.6 is probably just to start it. Maybe a section, it won't go that far. But I'm looking at the high side of somebody's brother-in-law owning a steel company and this and that and the kickbacks. Let's say the border wall costs us $30 billion. $100 billion is spent a year on illegals, health care, school, subsidies, everything you can think of. So you do the math, just subtract. What do you get? $70 billion. $70 billion you could save every year. Think about that. $70 billion. Of course, you'd have to do a little sweep to get rid of these people that came here illegally and make them go through the correct order of how to get in this country, like my next-door neighbor did. Well, Citizen Rocky, I call him, from Peru. Had him on the show a long time ago, and he did it the right way. He did it through the steps, the normal legal route to get in this country. I admire that. So you have $70 billion in savings a year. Could you imagine if you split that up with the 50 states to help rebuild their infrastructure? Do you know how far that would go? $70 billion. Split it up. Rebuild your highways, your bridges. Fix this, fix that. It's not happening. I mean, our roads out here in Florida are pretty good. I got to admit, they are pretty good. I think Disney taxes and is taking care of a lot of this area here. But California's roads, terrible. The worst. Bridges, terrible. They had bridges fall down in California, and I was living there. No. So I say, you know, just use the emergency, national emergency to build the wall. Just do it. You write an executive order. Find the money somewhere. You've got it to give to everybody else. You had $37 billion to give to Israel. Dig down deep into your pockets there. Find what you need to build the damn thing and build it. Protect this country. It's in rocket science. It has to be done. Do it. I'm going to make a prediction here. If we leave Syria and Afghanistan, pull our troops, what, 2,000 troops in Syria? I'm not sure how many left in Afghanistan. If we pull those troops out, and he's successful in doing that, and he's successful in building this wall, I will make a prediction here, 2020 prediction. Donald Trump will get a second term. I'm going to eat my words. James Kelso, I'll have to give him a call and say you hit the nail right on the head on this one. Didn't see it coming. I thought he was going to cave in, but he actually did something good for this country. We are going to get back on track here. This president is finally becoming a president. I like it. That's my prediction for if he can do those two things, he'll get back in. He'll have the support. He'll get back in. But It's got to be done. You know, it's interesting that video there, the audio portion from Jimmy Dore's show mentioning the deep state. I've never heard that called the permanent state, which it is. I think it's been there for a long, long time. It was there battling, fighting John F. Kennedy. And I'm pretty sure that's what took him out, the permanent state. So it seems to be there, something that's in place, and doesn't really matter what president, who's in office, what party. It's simply in place, and they are the higher-ups. They're the ones that call the shots. You know, I look at this whole situation, what's going on right now with Donald Trump, trying to impeach him, trying to find everything they can on him. And I just saw an article today talking about some of his employees at his golf club were illegals. He hired illegals. He might have done that, maybe because they had false IDs and fake identification to get into this country. You know, you can buy these documents everywhere, and they look pretty dang good. They'll fool you every time. I mean, but there are systems, there's things in place. If they really want to do that, and I don't know what's tying the hands of those systems to actually check Social Security numbers to match them with a person who actually is living, and the guy hasn't been dead for 20 years, and somebody else has just taken his Social Security number. We can stop this. But then, what about all that cheap labor that corporate likes, especially in California, in the picking industry? They love those people. We'll be right back. Another phone call from Texas. This is Off the Beaten Path.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Before I go to the next caller here, I just want to say that the Syria pullout, U.S. pullout of the troops, 2,000 troops, it looks as if Bolton now is trying to add conditions on that. So I'm not sure if he's a war hawk, trying to get to Donald Trump to say, hey, you know, no, we can't pull out. We got to find reason to stay. I keep expecting the possibility of a false flag to significant false flag, another chemical attack. I guess Assad gases women and children again, that they'll have to stay. But they're looking to sabotage. The Pentagon is looking to sabotage this pullout, no doubt about it. But Bolton has added that the condition must be that Turkey must step in and to protect the Kurds. And then possibly we pull out. So they're looking for ways to sabotage the pullout. Afghanistan, probably the same also. They will never pull out of Iraq. I guarantee you that. They spent lots of money on bases, military bases, and a lavish, I understand, $1 billion embassy in Iraq. I think it's in Baghdad. So, you know, it's funny, you spend $1 billion on an embassy. Man, what kind of embassy is that? And we complained about Saddam Hussein's castles and all his palaces and how lavish they were. And then we here go spend $1 billion on building an embassy. Pretty amazing. Pretty insane, actually. We're going to go to the phones here. Lark in Texas, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was wanted to pick up where from Art's remarks, if I might.
Sure, go for it.
You know, there was a discussion about what is American, what is America. Our country is used. I think sometimes erroneously, perhaps not, I'm not sure. But what I wanted to bring to your attention was, you know, there's a place called Hillsdale College, and it's supposedly an independent private college institution. It's been around since the 19th century. It's got a rather interesting past. Its current president, and of course, this university touts itself as being more constitutional than everybody else. I mean, we actually teach the Constitution here, Hillsdale College. So anyway, there's a publication that they put out. It goes out to 4 million people a month. It's called Imprimis, I-M-P-R-I-M-I-S. And the president, Larry P. Arn, asked in the December 2018 edition of this monthly reader, do we need our country anymore? You could read it on the internet. Do we need our country anymore? Now, bear in mind, here's a man who studied at the London School of Economics. He's obviously well-credentialed. And he was the research director for a man named Martin Gilbert, who was the official biographer of Winston Churchill. Mm-hmm. So you have to ask yourself, what is this going to say? You know, the previous edition, remember, very constitutional, very respectable, Hillsdale College. In the November issue, we have an article by a man named Luigi Zingales from the University of Chicago, Should We Regulate Big Tech? You can read that as well on the internet. But then I jump over and I see an article by Amitai Etzioni at Huffington Post. Amitai Etzioni is called the godfather, the everything expert of communitarianism. He attends these World Economic Forum summits, Davos, and other places. But on Huffington Post, you can read Bad News, Vaclav Klaus. And this would be the tale of two Vaclavs. You know, Vaclav is a Czechoslovakian name, pretty common. It's spelled V-A-C-L-A-V.
Okay.
And Klaus is K-L-A-U-S. Well, the other Vaclav is Vaclav Havel, H-A-V-E-L. So if you just take note of these keywords that I've laid out, do we need our country anymore? Should we regulate big tech? At the Huffington Post, Bad News, Vaclav Klaus. And I've subtitled it The Tale of the Two Vaclavs, Klaus and Havel. And learn who these people are. And how would they relate to an article by Nikki Rapana, who asserts living outside the dialectic 10 years
ago? Well, you know, Lark, just the title alone, do you need our country anymore, kind of leans towards the idea that they're pushing the globalist agenda, you know, or a one world government. It kind of sounds like that's the thinking just by the title alone. Am I right?
Absolutely. And even the people that claim that they are staunch constitutionalists. That's what's surprising. The article that I was about to reference, 10 years old, at Nikki Rapana's blog, is called Humanitarian-Communitarian-Human Rights. Again, it's Humanitarian-Communitarian-Human Rights. Basically, what she's saying is that they conflate these terms very easily with no problem to mean essentially the same thing. But she asks rhetorically, does communitarianism mean the devolution of power to groups and the seizing of authority from the nation state by communities? And then she says, the following quotes may help answer that question. She points out that Colin Powell used the word 6 times. In an interview with Bob Schieffer on CBS's Face the Nation in 2006. Although Schieffer never once uses the word in his responses, one would assume that he already was familiar with the term. And then it quotes him. And then there's another quote by Amitai Etzioni. But anyway, I think that people in America do not realize what they're doing to destroy their own country. And if they care about things like the Constitution or sovereignty or the nation state, I think that, you know, they might be surprised by what is really going on behind the scenes. Because in my view, Steve, the nation state has given way to the globalized market state.
And you know, Lark, I would say that Americans are too comfortable, way too comfortable. They have their needs met, even if they're just barely met, they're met. They're not uncomfortable. They're still too comfortable. When they become uncomfortable, and that's usually when you're financially strapped or you're just barely making ends meet, is when they actually start to say, hey, wait a minute here, something's wrong. It may be too late by the time these people actually recognize that, wait a minute, their quality of life is taking a big dive. It may be too late at that point. We have to move much faster than that. And I don't know how to motivate people to get off their rear ends and to stand up for something. You know, if you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. And something as so important as our country, our security, allowing diversity to essentially erase white culture. If the statistics are correct, 2040 is a year starting that this country, whites will be a minority in their own country if they don't stop it. And I don't know, I just don't know how to motivate people other than telling them that the data is there. Look around your neighborhoods. See who's moving into your neighborhoods. It's right there in front of your face. It's in your eyes, your focal point. And people just say, well, it's not uncomfortable. Let somebody else stand up for that cause. I'll jump on the bandwagon maybe later on. But you know what? We may not get that opportunity, Lark. We may not get that opportunity.
Well, let me just say that I think the American people have been bamboozled by language. Always remember that slavery begins in the mind.
Right.
But, you know, this has influenced and impacted every field of human endeavor today. It's saturated our military. Again, our military? I don't think so. Then it's also saturated our medical system.
Right.
Our medical system? I don't think so. I mean, here's something that might catch your eye. You can read this. This is from the UNESCO Courier, 1993. The spare parts syndrome. Artificial bodily parts for impaired humans. And guess what?
What's that?
Communitarianism impacts that too. You know, we've got people like, I can't even think of his name right now. He was interviewed twice on RBN. He's a former research director at the Army War College. You may remember his name. This guy surely knows what communitarianism and communitarian law is. Why? Because they're using Amitai Etzioni's books as part of their curriculum. And you find his books in the library of all of your representatives that are trying to advance in their career in politics, right, law, medicine. I don't care what it is. It's disgusting. But anyway, I've dropped the keywords today for anybody that's interested. This idea of sovereignty, I think it's gone. I think what is emerging is a command and control economy in the information age. We can't help but have centralized control, you know, by unelected bureaucrats, unseen forces, and even private actors in private industry. It all boils down to contract. Yeah. And communitarian law really is about commercial law and contract law.
Right.
There's no doubt. But when we work for these large organizations, we have no idea what they're doing at the top. Because, see, we're all compartmentalized. We've been assigned our task, and we're kept quite busy performing that task. You have no opportunity to find out what the real agenda of those at the top. Ask that about the people who find themselves without a job one day, and they've been busting their ass for 10 years on the job. What happened?
Right. Yeah, right.
Anyway, thanks for letting me chime in, huh?
Hey, I appreciate it, Lark. Always do. Thank you, man. Before we get the next caller, I just wanted to make a comment here that I got a call. I actually get an email. I get lots of emails from Orlene Curla. I've had her on the show before. She's an author. Sharp lady. She's the California state president, for California's Eagle Forum, which I was a big part of when I was living in California. That's how I kind of got into talk radio. I did a show in Northern California. And she writes me here, Judicial Watch announced their win of the settlement agreement with the state of California on a lawsuit about voter fraud that was filed last year on behalf of the plaintiffs, the Election Integrity Project. Congratulations to Judicial Watch and Election Integrity Project, whom several of all Eagle Forum members are also a part of. So that's a good thing. California, Los Angeles County, to remove 1.5 million inactive voters from voter rolls. So they admit fraud, voter fraud. And I think I heard numbers as high as 3 million illegal votes that actually benefited Hillary Clinton in the election in 2016. So at least they're acknowledging some of this now. Will something be done? I actually contacted Diane Richards, who I had on the show. She was up for election for the Board of Supervisors, 5th District in Trinity County up there in Northern California, around the Humboldt area. And she double booked me, so she could not come on the show when I needed her a couple weeks ago. So I will definitely have her on. I think she said at least a half an hour is all I really need to give the update on the election integrity. She actually sued them because she found out the fraud, the fraction magic software that was installed on some of these election machines, and how the election was actually flipped. She won the election, and she proved the point and went to court on it and has been fighting them, and they acknowledged something was wrong here. So she made a good case, but then there's been some detail on that, some delays. So they're trying some more trickery on her right now. So we'll get an update from her. That's Diane Richards. I'll see if I can get her on for a half an hour next week and get the updates on that. I need to hurry fast on the phone calls. Fred, I'm going to give you 3 minutes because I got Murr right behind you. 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Go.
Right. So the Pentagon, $21 trillion recently was discovered to have disappeared from their accounting books. And this is according to, let's see, what's her name? Catherine Austin Fitz. Yes, Catherine Austin Fitz. And a academician from a major university who happens to be a PhD economist. $21 trillion. Yep. All right. Now, back in 2009-10, Representative Alan Grayson of your home state now was grilling the Inspector General of FedRes, a real attractive, soft-spoken, blonde-haired Jewish woman, as to where the $12 trillion from the FedRes's accounting records went. Well, you know, that's really not a big deal, she said. You know, we have high priorities. We'll get around to it sooner or later.
Sure.
Okay. And then you mentioned Israel was the recipient of $37 billion in American donkey goy Gentile sheeple contributions, corporate welfare contributions to Israel. $37 billion. It'd be interesting for you to do some due diligence, Stephen, learn what the actual grand total is, since the contributions have ensued to Israel.
I will do. I'll look into that. Fred, I know it's a lot. It's a lot of numbers, a lot of zeros there. Thanks for your call, Fred. When we come back, we'll have Myrrh in Wisconsin. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
A creepy start of a song, isn't it? Kind of eerie. I'm going to go back to the phones here. Myrrh, you're going to be my last caller today. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Happy New
What's
Year.
On your mind? Hey, Happy New Year. What's on your mind?
Listen.
Yes.
We have to put up with Jewsery for right now, but we don't have to consume their propaganda. Judah Kirsten Friedlander on Door. Who cares? None of it. Even Huffington Post. I refuse to click on this stuff, let alone watch any of it anywhere. Why? We don't need that. We have each other. We have all these shows on here. Why even take substance from there? It's nothing.
Well,
it doesn't help build us stronger.
I'm not a fan of Huffington Post at all, no.
No, listen. I hope they keep D.C. shut down. And there may be very well be people that would otherwise be taken away in those prison barges to Gitmo if they didn't sign some sort of release to be there at all.
Yep, I agree.
Let alone all these stupid ignorant, cursing people. I mean, it's just bizarre.
We
don't need
it.
We don't need a country. We need to have our own heart.
Hold on. You know what's really weird is that how many people don't have a conscience and they're doing their jobs just for a paycheck. That bothers me. They have no conscience. They have no moral compass. And they're doing their jobs on mainstream media for a paycheck. That's it, a paycheck.
Heart is not only emotion, is it?
Okay, I agree.
It's the first organ to come into the body. In the fetal position, the baby's head is bent down, synchronizing with the heart that is much more powerful. What I'm trying to say is we have to take self-responsibility. You aren't going to find it on the ingredients label. You can't trust their research. Think for yourself. Get your anchor. What is it? It's not anti-Semitism. No, it's either Christ or Antichrist, and that's how it is. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark. I didn't want to throw any religion at you there, but Murr did. So there you go. I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Keeps us on track, I guess. If people need religion to live a better life, a life where they help mankind, so be it. If something else does it for you, that's fine too. I do believe in giving back and helping. That's kind of my field, actually. I mean, what else can I say? That's what I do. That's what I do. But I'll give you one last little shocker here before the music starts up here. I'm kind of surprised when I saw this. Senator Ted Cruz, term limitations. He has introduced a constitutional amendment that would limit the term of a senator to 2 6-year terms and 3 2-year terms for the House. Essentially put an end to career politicians. That came from an Business Insider magazine article. I like that. I agree with that 100%. No more McCains, no more Ted Kennedys, no more Orrin Hatches. That list is long, people. Career politicians, they are owned by corporations. They do no good to you and me. We need to end career politicians. Let's watch that vote on that one. All right, health, happiness, and safe travels, everyone. I will see you back on the air tomorrow night with Mr. John Stadtmiller on his show, The National Intel Report. Until then, be safe. We'll talk again.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.